Let's talk about having a spiritual awakening in 2023 and what to do about it. Part of my journey, well, I guess the defining moments of my journey have all been surrounding awakening in some way, shape, or form. For those of you that know my journey, I started back on this specific path in 2011 after having an experience at a church in Southern Ohio. And there was such a big part of my life understanding how laying hands on people and healing them, or seeing somebody that you've never met and knowing something about them that they've not told anybody, right? All of those parts of Christianity for me were a huge piece of my desire to understand this consciousness that we are, right? That ultimately led me to that moment in Missouri where I recognized and realized for the first time ever that I was one with all that is. And the spiritual awakening has been portrayed a million different ways in society, in movies and culture and cinema. And the truth is, it's not as glamorous as we want to make it out to be. And if you've truly had an awakening, right, it's not that the awakening experience itself, that moment of bliss, of understanding that you're one with everything, isn't amazing. It's that the work you have to do afterwards to get back to that place regularly can be grueling. It can be painstaking, especially if you've got a lot of trauma, if you've got a lot of work lodged up in your nervous system. And I think this is the one thing that we don't talk about enough. We don't really expand on enough, right? We talk about the dark night of the soul. We talk about all these different things, but we don't talk about the dark, heavy, deeper work of spirituality, facing, truly facing yourself, and not looking at that aspect of yourself as some sort of enemy or devil or demon, but rather a part of yourself that has not been reconciled to the truth of the love that you are. And this is something that I think if we spend a little more time on, we'd make a lot more progress in, right? The whole dark side of humanity thing that's been plaguing us as a species for God knows how many years now, right? And one of the main reasons we're not able to end so many of the patterns that we find ourselves stuck in is because we are unwilling to look at the darker part of ourselves. And I get it, right? Who would? Because I have to look at the part of myself that's ashamed, the part of myself that feels guilty, the part of myself that may have anger or bitterness or even hatred towards something that is really misguided anger towards myself, right? This is a very complex subject, and a lot of people never get this because they just don't do what it takes to get through the murkiness, right? That's a huge thing here, because the truth is, man, you can hustle and you can create, but you can't maintain without a self-image that reflects what you're trying to create, right? This is the biggest problem with entrepreneurialism in America and around the world, right? The statistics, we've talked about this. Statistics are first year, 20% of businesses that open close their doors. By the fifth year, 45% close their doors. And by the 10th year, over 70% of businesses are closing their doors, right? The reason businesses close their doors, and when I'm talking about closing doors, I'm talking about somebody giving up. Talking about somebody closing their doors and not starting a new business, right? There's no shame if this is something that has happened to you. I get it and I understand it. And I've had to do it myself, right? I've had to do it many times with businesses in the past. But the truth is, right, so much of this success in business is about your ability to be consistent and outrun anybody else that is in your space, right? That is going after the same types of customers that you're going after. But how hard will it be as the CEO of my own company, right? The leader of my own company, to maintain that consistency in that, when I've never maintained that consistency in any other area of my life? And sure, you can make the case for starting small and getting consistent with small things will support the process of you being more consistent in your business. But the truth is, speaking from experience, right? Consistency is something for me that does not come from a lack of discipline, because I will out-hustle anybody, right? Consistency for me comes down to so many of the psychodynamics from my childhood. And what I have had to understand is how those psychodynamics play into the work that I'm doing. And I know that it can get complex and it can get deep. And oh my God, why can't I just hustle and get what I want? Because action is not necessarily the cause of outcomes so much as consciousness, right? Dominant consciousness is the cause of outcomes, right? What we have to understand about our, the relationship between action, outcome, emotions, thoughts, and feelings is first off that there is a relationship. There absolutely is a relationship, right? Your subconscious and your conscious mind work together to formulate ideas. Your subconscious works to express the ideas that it believes to be true. And this is why so many people get somewhere, but they can't maintain it, because your subconscious is going to express what you are impressing on it regularly, right? And if you've been telling it the same story about your childhood, about your incapability, about why you can't do something, even if you're unconscious of this, if that's the story you've been telling, it doesn't matter how much you bust your ass. It doesn't matter how much you hustle. And this is the big problem, because a lot of people, they will sacrifice the high of regular dopamine, of natural dopamine, in the process of creating, because they think that sacrifice creates some sort of badge of honor. And the truth is, it doesn't, right? Sacrifice can contribute to the feeling of fullness around something, but it does not create a badge of honor, and it does not justify, and it does not, you know, give some sort of validity to you that was not there before. And this is a huge thing that needs to be taken care of in the entrepreneurial community. Suffering and sacrificing does not justify you. It does not validate you. And this is super important to understand, because the longer you think it does, the longer you're going to go around doing things that ultimately don't work out for you in the long end, because that suffering, that sacrifice, it becomes a part of our identity. And what happens? The conscious mind impresses upon the subconscious. We naturally create unnecessary suffering. And it's like, what's the fucking point? Why are you creating unnecessary suffering for yourself? Is it so that other people will see how strong and powerful you are? Is it for your own ego? Yeah, it is. It is. You create unnecessary suffering for yourself so that you can justify all the stories and beliefs that you have about why getting what you want is so hard. And this is something that did not hit me until very recently. But our stories that justify, when we need to justify our existence to ourselves or to somebody else, we are going to tell stories to ourselves that create more needs to justify ourselves in our lives. And it's like, how long do you want to play that game? How long do you want to sit here justifying your existence, or do you want to move forward, right? So we're talking about moving forward. Okay, you've had the experience, you experienced yourself to be everything. You know that you are God experiencing yourself as a human for a short while. You know that imagination has a major impact on reality. And now you're dealing with the stories. You're dealing with all of the different aspects of what it means to become who you truly want to be. And what we have to look at here is long-term, right? Too many people in our society are focused on getting short-term wins, right? We see on the internet, oh, make this much money and this quick with this type of business. And it's like, we're obsessed with getting results immediately. And if we don't see those results, we get upset, right? This is why I love that natural dopamine has been a conversation lately, because natural dopamine, A, is something that does not overextend you, but B, it's available regularly and it's not going to overly manipulate you, right? Going on hikes, going on walks, going to the gym, eating right, right? The natural dopamine that comes from a healthy aligned life is so much better than literally scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, right? So if you're in that process of doing the work, the first thing you need to do is you need to start instilling habits of regular and natural dopamine increase, right? So what this means is that here's the thing. There's a lot of energy cycling through you. There's a lot of thoughts and emotions and stories that are coming up. You need to create a container for your body to support the work that you're doing, right? Sitting cramped up, scrolling on your phone, not meditating, not doing yoga, right? It's not about these things being religious. It's about working with the energy in your body, right? Emotion, energy in motion. Emotion is a biochemical response to convictions in the brain and body. You need to understand that as you're going through this process of rewriting your nervous system, as you're going through the process of rebuilding neural pathways, building new neural pathways, it's so imperative that you create a system of natural dopamine increase, attainment, whatever word we want to use there, because you need to be able to access that as you're going through this work. And I can't tell you, and maybe you've experienced this, going on a walk, doing something that is naturally, you know, organically dopamine receiving for yourself, man, this can be so powerful because then, I mean, for myself, those are a lot of the things that I do, especially as I'm solving problems, as I'm, you know, dealing with different situations. I'm saying, okay, let me go for a walk. Let me go for a hike. Let me go play my drums. Let me go do something that doesn't necessarily keep me consuming, right? Unable to already deal with what's inside of me, but actually gives me the space, right? A lot of the times you don't need more time. You need more space. This is so important because if you had the space to deal with whatever you need to move forward with, you would, right? If you truly put down all fake dopamine, if you put down everything that detracts and masks you from sitting with yourself, you're going to accomplish something if you don't bitch out. If you choose to do the work, right, you find a container for your body to support that work, you're already setting yourself up for success, right? The next thing that we need to understand is just because you've experienced yourself to be God, experienced yourself to be all these things, doesn't mean that you're now going to play by different rules, right? This is something that I see all of the time, and I've seen so much over the last 7.5 years. The law is still the law. What you believe to be true becomes your reality through a mixture of emotion, feeling, action, and outcome, right? What you believe to be true always ends up becoming your experience in this life. That's not going to change, and it doesn't change whether you've realized yourself to be everything or not, right? So what you need to understand now is, okay, now you've experienced yourself to be everything. Now you've had these amazing experiences that open you up to the expansive parts of yourself. Let's get back to the human part. Let's get back to, okay, what's my impact? What's my legacy? What's my service? And as you're dealing with all of this, the ramifications of spiritual awakening, right? Dealing with the energy, sometimes the more intense energy, you need to begin to find ways to still do what you need to do as a human without inhibiting, right? Without inhibiting the process that you're working through. And take it from experience, because I've played this so many different ways. I have taken the route of very, very least resistance, at the point of resistance, you know, moving and pivoting to another place of freedom, of bliss. I've taken the play of busting my ass, barreling straight through, right? I've taken the play of the balance between busting my ass and doing the work. And I'll tell you what, finding that balance between doing the work, and doing the human stuff that you need to do, this really is super, super important. So when it comes to moving in that direction, now we're beginning to talk about, okay, let me begin to think about the legacy, right? The impact. Because honestly, the awakening experience is not singular in nature. It is multidimensional. And you're not going to experience yourself as God once. You're going to experience it so many different times. And you're going to experience it on deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper levels. And this is one of the most amazing things about this process, is you're going to get an opportunity to refine your vision, to refine your impact, to refine your legacy as you move. But as you're going now and you're realizing, hey, still got to do this human stuff, let's talk about the steps that we can begin to take care of that without bringing myself to a place where I get overly burnt out, right? I get overly done and I completely forget about the work that I'm doing. The first thing that you can do here is you can begin to establish your values. And what I'm going to do is leave a values worksheet for you in the bio, in the description. You're going to be able to take that. And what I want you to do is begin to just look at what matters the most to you, right? We know you're God. We know you've experienced yourself as everything, all the good stuff. But what we want to do now is we want to begin to figure out what matters the most, right? What type of freedom, right? Abundance, integrity, right? That we have a value sheet with over 150 values on it, because the truth is, if you can determine what your values are before you start trying a bunch of different things, you can narrow down what you're trying to be in alignment with those values. So for example, if one of your values is time freedom, and maybe you also really like sales, or you're really good at sales, okay? You're not going to go find a job that requires you to work 90 hours a week selling. That's the opposite of what you want to do. And quite frankly, that's going to destroy your inability to do the work, right? In that case, I'm good at sales. Maybe you can close high ticket sales, or maybe you're just good at selling. Maybe you're good at inbound sales, right? Okay, well, let me look and see if there is some sort of part-time coaching company, a part-time you know, direct sales company where I can work with leads, maybe even on an inbound. All of a sudden, right? And there's tons of these opportunities out there for you. All of a sudden, I'm working 20 to 40 hours a week, closing $8,000 to $20,000 deals, and I'm making anywhere between $500 and $1,000 per close. I have created a space for myself to do the things I'm really good at, to do the human things, and still make time to do the work. And on top of that, my schedule is not super crunched, so I can spend time in the morning doing my yoga, doing my meditation, doing my exercise, my running, my drumming, whatever it is. And I still have time to do my job, and I have time to do it well, and it's not going to take up all of my time, right? So that's just one example, right? If you're good at sales, but here's the truth, right? There are so many skills available for you to learn on the internet. This is kind of the next step. We want to figure out, okay, we've got your values in place. And I imagine if you're here, you're probably looking at time freedom. Maybe you're looking at legacy. If you're looking at time freedom, there are tons of skills that you can learn to really support the time freedom aspect of moving on in your life profitably without overwhelming yourself with the obligation of needing to spend a ton of time in something. One of that is trading, right? That's something we do in the society. We offer trading signals. And what these do is we have a resident trader and he sends signals, people buy, sell, whatever he tells them to do. And they make money, right? 9 out of 10 of our trades are profitable. We're 800% profit for the month of July. So that's another way. It takes, you know, we spend an hour in the morning working on these trades and we're good to go for the rest of the day, right? So trading is another great way for you to use that time freedom or acquire time freedom while still doing what you need to do as a human, right? Make money, pay your bills, all those sorts of things. And so what we want to do is we want to figure out, okay, you may not be suited to be a coach. And that's okay. You may not be suited to be a consultant. You may not be suited to be drop shipping. This is where you really need to begin to figure out the next dimension of your values. We've talked about surface level values up to this point, like general, okay, this is the things that matter the most to me, right? Maybe it's family, whatever it is. Now we want to build a layer on top of that. We want to look at skills, building skills, acquiring skills that complement the values that you're looking at, right? So we talked about trading, we talked about closing for time freedom. If we're looking at legacy, right? Let's say, okay, you've had this experience, you're working on the stories, and maybe you don't care about time freedom as much. You're okay working really hard, you like it, but you wanna build something that lasts, right? You wanna build something that outlives you, okay? This is a little bit of a different subject because I definitely think this warrants a lot more busting your ass, right? For me, Reality Hacker is something that I want to exist long after I die. And I've spent the last 7.5 years building it. Blood, sweat, tears. You know what I mean? And those are tears and blood and sweat that I'm willing to go through because I know why I'm building it. A lot of people, they just start a coaching business because they think, well, I experienced this thing and now I need to tell a bunch of people. And they don't have a strong enough why. And the problem when you don't have a strong enough why is a multitude of things come to the surface. Okay, first off, you're burnt out. You get burnt out most of the time. You're spinning your wheels. But going back to the core of our conversation here, you're trying, you're literally moving in a way that prevents you from seeing the things that you need to see in order to truly enhance your self-image, right? We talked about maintaining that time freedom to do the work while still doing the human things that you need to do, right? So this is why it's not in everybody's best interest to start a coaching business. You don't need to start one of those. There's so many different ways to do what your human needs to do, right? Depending on how you're looking at it, this is the direction that we need to go. If you're looking at legacy, what I'd start to really look at are, what are the types of things that you want to be remembered for after you die, right? What do you want people to say when you're not in a room with them? What do you want the impact that you have left on people to look like, right? What do you want parents to be able to tell their kids about you? If you can really sink into that for a second, begin to think about it, you're at the early stages of figuring out the type of legacy and impact that you want to leave. Because the truth is, you can't put legacy and impact inside of a single box, but you can take the values that matter the most to you, the impact that you want to leave, take the type of impact that you want to create in this world, and begin to use that as a reasoning point to start looking at types of ventures and businesses that matter the most to you, right? I will tell you this. oftentimes the things that we wanted to be when we were a kid, those are a big part of our future. I know for myself, when I was a kid, I did two things. I dreamed constantly about myself being on stage and speaking to people and playing music for people. And I also dreamed about becoming an astronaut, right? And I don't think I'm going to become an astronaut, but I do own SkyTech, right? And we're working on space tourism ventures. We're working on point-to-point travel, electric travel. We're working on enhancing everybody's experience on Earth and in space. But most importantly, I do apologize, I have allergies today. Most importantly, we're looking long-term, right? We're looking long-term. How can we build infrastructure to support the human transition into being spacefaring? And then reality hacker for me is, how do we help people make that evolution in consciousness so that when we make the transition into space and we're in space more, we don't take all of the shit that we've been doing here and just bring it there, right? That's a huge thing. That's a huge importance for me is, okay, right? That's what my life, but that's literally a reflection of my life. Taking what happened to me, taking the best of it, right? Being in foster homes, being sexually abused, being raped, being left for dead, all of those different things that you may not think have any blessing inside of them. Taking what happened and turning it into something that supports not only myself, but everybody in around me in a way that most, that has the highest probability of preventing what happened to me, right? Not from a place of, hey, I'm trying to save the world, but hey, how can we evolve? How can we get past these behaviors, these core self-images that have driven our species for tens of thousands of years, right? So for me, I have that part desire for time freedom, sure. But I don't think it's the time freedom is not me not wanting to work. The time freedom is really for more time for me to work, to build what I want to build, because my life is fueled by that desire to impact people, to love people, to leave a room and say, hey, you know what? He really fucking cares about us, right? That is something that is super important to me. And that's how I begin to move in my life, right? Maybe that can give you some insight into what it means to move forward. Because the truth is, if I don't care if you don't know how to do what you're doing. I started SkyTech off of a dream, right? I dropped out of college. But through that alignment, through living as though I am what I want to be, right? Living as though I am what I want to be, all of a sudden, I'm lined up with the people who can help me build what I want to build. You know, it was less than 2 weeks after I decided I wanted to be a life coach back in 2017 that I actually found Dave. I found Dave literally 2 weeks and we started Reality Hacker together. The same thing happened with SkyTech. When I officially made the decision to start the company, I met our CTO, who was actually the guy that built everything that Virgin Galactic is currently using to take people into space, right? And we've been working together ever since. There's about you really getting clear on your values, what matters the most to you, and moving in that direction, even if you don't think you have the skills to do so. Because the truth is, you can learn the skills. You can learn how to market. You can learn how to write copy. You can learn how to have more eloquent conversations. You can learn how to close deals. All of these things can be found online very simply, and also in the society, right? And what we want to do is just support you in making sure that you maintain that time for yourself, but you begin to thrive in your life. And this is really a matter of having you figure out what values are most important to you, right? What values are the deepest inside? And they're not going to be the same for everybody. And then beginning to expand on those values, moving into different opportunities, different ideas, different places that support ultimately not just through the inception, those values, but through the end point, right? Meaning that by starting that thing, whatever it is, your values are maintained or kept. You don't have to sacrifice them for that. And ultimately, the success of that venture as well also reflects your values being maintained. This is so important, dude. You can avoid years of burnout. You can avoid years of wrong decisions by simply choosing to get in alignment, right? So you've gone through that awakening process. You've gone through the experiences that are like, what is happening to me? I don't know if I'm crazy or not. you've began to find your values. You've began to determine, hey, you know what? Even though I'm doing all this work and I'm recalibrating myself and I'm building new neural pathways and I'm rewiring my nervous system, I still know what's most important to the human here, right? I still know what's most important to me here. And now I'm beginning to move in that direction, right? And honestly, dude, you could use AI for this. You know, what's so interesting is a couple of weeks ago, I plugged in our customer persona just to see, right, what suggestions it would come up with as far as products, different things like that. And then about a week later, I plugged in my own information, my likes, my dislikes, my obviously my height, my age, all those different things. And I talked about my desires. I want to build a legacy. I want to do all these different things. And it put out about 16 different ideas that supported me moving in the direction that didn't require me to sacrifice my values and also supported the long-term goals that I had, right? Building legacy, building impact. Now, I didn't take any of those. I did that as an experiment. But the truth is, if you don't know what to do, even though you know your values now, what you should begin to do is look for ways to find those things. So you can use ChatGPT. You can literally plug yourself in as a customer persona and you can say, this is who I am. These are my values. These are things that I want to be maintained throughout my work in a venture and the success of it, right? These are the preferences that I have. Share some ideas with me that would allow me to move in the world, build my legacy, build my impact, build my time freedom without sacrificing my values. I can guarantee you, you're going to get some pretty amazing results and use those as inspiration to move forward, right? Because then as you begin to figure out what that thing is that lights you up, you have a ridiculously strong why and you're moving in it, then we can talk about building systems, right? Now we're looking at a couple things. We're looking at building systems that support you maintaining your routines, your rituals in the morning. Cannot speak enough to ritualized work, right? Most people just get up and go right into their work. I try and make a ritual out of it. I try and really, you know, do you know why rituals are what they are? Rituals exist because they focus psychic, energetic, and emotional power, right? You can say anything that you want about the occult, esoteric, it doesn't matter. The purpose of rituals is to focus psychodynamic energy to accomplish outcomes, right? This is probably one of the greatest things that you could begin to use moving forward is ritualizing your work, ritualizing the process of sitting down, executing whatever it is that you need to execute, and finding a way to build what you're building. Because the truth is, right, your brain, your consciousness, it's a channel. And the clearer your body is, the clearer the channel is going to be. You want that inspiration. You want that flow. You want to be able to go throughout your life just doing your thing. Right? Your channel needs to be clear. It can't be muddy, right? This is why ritualized work can transform how you do what you do. Because when you ritualize something, you compartmentalize your energy, you focus it, right? You make it more potent, you increase its potency. When you sit down and you have that intention with all that built up emotion, you begin to release it and it comes out and you begin to do your greatest work possible, right? That's how so many of our greatest experiences, our products here have come to pass. We ritualize them because we take them seriously and we want that impact to be lasting, right? We want that legacy to be had. And so now we're building systems to ritualize our work. And we'll probably get into this in another episode, but then we want to build systems around our success. The focus of what we're talking about today is to acknowledge your journey, but then help you begin to find a path to making sense of what, and not only making sense of it, but beginning to thrive, because there's too many people who have gone through a spiritual awakening who are not being equipped with the skills that they need to impact the world. Because if the goal is to expand, raise the consciousness of the planet, you and I need to be living in our purpose. We need to be living in our truth. We need to be living in our highest vibration. We need to be living in the work that's going to leave the greatest impact. Because it's not just about making you money. Because I can guarantee you that if you do something just for the money, that you experience when that isn't going the way you want is going to be 1,000 times worse than the burnout that comes from doing what you love. I've been burnt out many times. I've been burnt out doing what I love, and I've been burnt out doing what I hate. And I'll tell you what, when I'm burnt out doing what I love, I can wake up, organize myself, and move on. When I'm burnt out doing what I hate, I'm confronted with all of the aspects of myself that I haven't taken into account yet, which is why it's super important. If you really want to do that inner work while creating that legacy, creating that success for yourself, aligning yourself, your innermost values with the work you're doing is one of the most powerful things you can do. Like, do you want to bypass the failures that so many people experience, or do you want to unnecessarily go through them? We talked about this earlier, right? Creating unnecessary suffering. You create unnecessary suffering when you go after something just for the money. When you go after it just for vanity purposes that literally give no true fuel to your nervous system. Because I'll tell you what I love about Reality Hacker is that it's a very symbiotic relationship for me, right? I pour my life, my guts, my heart, my soul into this company, and it gives back, and the money is not how it gives back. Sure, I get paid. I'm the CEO. Obviously, I'm an owner, right? Equity, all that kind of stuff. But that's not where the fulfillment is. It really isn't. Trust me. The fulfillment is in building projects that people come back to me 5 years later and say, Michael, I'm still affected by the I Am experience. I'm still affected by RHOS, by bending reality, right? Those things were a pivotal point in my life. That is what fulfills me, because I know that I've left my mark, that these people are going to be thinking of me, right? For the rest of their life, thinking of the work that I did, not necessarily me, that's not super important, but the work here. Right? That's the legacy I leave. The work I do in deep, deep alignment. And I cannot encourage you more to go out and try. Because the truth is, if you don't try, you'll never know. And a lot of people don't try because they're afraid they're going to fail. And if I can give you some advice on that, fail fast. Fail quickly. Because failure is only negative if you quit. Think about that for a second. Failure is only negative the reason it's only negative if you quit is because if you continue and you try again, you can take the data that you got from that failure, right? Because all that failure is variables in an equation that are not necessarily in the right place, that don't produce the desired outcome, right? You can take the data, the variables that you put into play, and you can get back to the drawing board. And now you have more data. And if you've ever run a business or you've ever used any sort of past analysis and results to predict future movements, data is one of the greatest things that you can have. Data equips you quicker success than anything else. So go out, go big, go fail, go succeed. The truth is, the world is not going to be a better place for you until you step into your legacy, until you step into your fulfillment. And this is one of the greatest things that you could do for us as a species, that you could do for me, you could do for your mom, for your dad, for your sister, for your uncle, for your teacher, right? For your colleagues, is to step into your purpose. Step into your fulfillment. Step into your alignment without sacrificing pieces of yourself. You're so capable. You're so talented. You're so worthy. Yeah, you're worthy. What happened to you that shaped you doesn't matter, right? It's not really your fault. Things happened. What is your responsibility is what you do with what has happened. How you handle what has transpired and what you turn that into. Because the truth is, what has happened, and nothing can change that, right? But what you can change is the effects of that in your nervous system. You can change how you respond to that. You can change the statistic, right? I can't change the fact that I was put in foster homes. I can't change, I was put in 20 foster homes before the age of 7. I can't change it, right? But what I can do is build something that helps kids that were in my position find a way to not become another statistic, right? I can try and do my best to decrease the kids going through foster care and ending up in drug addiction or jail, prison, right? What happened to me What I do with what happened to me is my responsibility, and how I take responsibility is my choice. And that is the ball that is in your court right now. What you do with what has happened to you, with your spiritual awakening, with your trauma, with any of it, is your responsibility, and nobody else is alone. How you take that responsibility is going to be your choice. Now, tomorrow, and forever. And guess what? You've got all the support you need right here. I'm here to support you. Send in your questions. Send in your thoughts. I'll answer them. I'll serve you. I'll guide you. Do whatever I can to help you get where you want to go, because you matter. Your legacy matters. Your impact matters. You choosing to step into your legacy affects humanity so much more than you know, and you choosing not to do that and play small fucks humanity so much more than you know. That's not meant to make you feel bad. It's just the reality. Every day, all 7 billion of us spend not stepping into our purpose. We inadvertently perpetuate so many of the things that have plagued us in the lifeblood of our species. And that's really the question you got to ask yourself. I'm here. I'm God experiencing myself as a human. So how do I take that and make the biggest impact, make the biggest splash? If you can do that, dude, you're fine. You're excellent. You're golden. You're amazing. You're loved. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I had a lot of fun. We're going to be doing this a lot more. Send in your questions. Send in your feedback. I want to hear you. I want to support you. That's my legacy, supporting you. Love you. We'll talk to you soon.